We're going to hear now about what one historic institution is doing to acknowledge its past. Just outside Charlottesville, Virginia, America's fifth president, James Monroe, owned a plantation called Highland. For the first time in its 225-year history, the site has begun talking with descendants of the African Americans that he enslaved. Jordy Yeager has the story.
The cemetery where George Monroe Jr.'s grandparents are buried is hidden away and hard to find.
That grave over there is Umbaba.
That's the Monroe grave, right?
Yeah. You want to see?
Mm-hmm.
He has his kids with him at the cemetery, which is a few miles from where James Monroe once enslaved at least 49 men, women, and children. After emancipation, many kept the Monroe name, bought land, and built Monroe Town. Over the generations, many Monroes moved on, but they come back to visit.
The road that we took to come down here is the road that my father used to bring us when we come down here. And I used to always say, you know what, Dad? That's pretty cool. That's our last name. I'm like 5-6 years old.
His dad would nod.
And then it wasn't until I got like to maybe 16 or 17 and I started asking questions. I said, are we linked? And they were like, well, yeah. But then they won't say anything else about it, right?
Highland is now run as a historic site near Thomas Jefferson's Monticello. It hosts weddings, concerts, and draws thousands of tourists each year. But until recently, the enslaved weren't much talked about. And that's a problem, says Executive Director Sarah Bon Harper. So over the last year, she's forged relationships with more than a dozen descendants. She wants them to tell the story of Highland.
Thinking about how things are going to shift or change or evolve is a great question because I have no idea. And that's okay.
One afternoon, the group of descendants toured the property with a guide, walking past a 300-year-old oak tree.
Yes, your ancestors definitely saw this tree.
Some changes will be major. Bon Harper wants tourists to learn about slavery everywhere they go, discuss Monroe, discuss the enslaved. This bridges the past with the present, opening the door for talks about Jim Crow laws, racism, and white supremacist violence. Changes are also in the details, in the language.
Like when I started, people said this was Monroe's study.
On their tour, the group of descendants goes inside the big house.
But in terms of like the progression of the house, when Monroe built it in 1818... Like
when Monroe built it... Actually, Waltine Eubank says it was her enslaved ancestors, like carpenters Peter and George, who built the houses.
When visitors come, they won't think that James Monroe did all of this by himself.
Highland's not alone in realizing they've only told half the story. Earlier this year, at James Madison's former plantation, Montpelier, Bon Harper and George Monroe Jr. joined site directors, archaeologists, historians, and descendants to create a guide to tell more accurate and complete narratives. That's important for George's cousin, Waltine, who says the painful history of slavery and its continuing legacies are like a boil on the skin.
What we are doing here now, we have opened the boil related to the slaves and our descendants here on this plantation that is also relevant to all plantations. And we are willing to do the work, the dirty, nasty, stinky, pussy work to get our situation healed.
George agrees. American history is messy and filled with hard truths, he says. So lay it all out and talk about it.
And then let's move on from there. You know, and you have a personal choice to make. You have a commitment to make at that point. Once you know the full story, now what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
What people do with it, he says, isn't up to him. But what is making sure the truth is finally told. For NPR News, I'm Jordy Yeager in Charlottesville, Virginia.